Hello, everyone. On this Memorial Day, I'm Lee Paddocks with today's Accent on Agriculture. Well, for many of us, today signals the unofficial beginning of summer, and it's also an important part of the season for our farmers. While normally they don't get too many rainfalls from this point forward, the concern has been over the lack of moisture until now. Practically all the corn and cotton crops have been planted. Of course, a lot of the corn crop was replanted after that late freeze in April zapped a bunch of the crop. About half of the soybean acreage and tobacco plants are in the ground. The first cutting of hay is well past the halfway point, and producers are seeing a third to a half a crop they were getting last year. And what's left of the winter wheat crop after the freeze is ready to cut. So that's where we are. What about the growing season? We spoke with managing editor of the Farmer's Almanac, Sandy Duncan, about how they see the summer forecast for Tennessee. And unfortunately, she says we can look for pretty much the same for the next few weeks.
We are calling for quite a hot start to summer, a very hot and sticky summer. But Tennessee is kind of surrounding some of the areas right around it. We're calling for a possible drought more east of you, but then a little bit more north of you, we're calling for above normal precipitation. So as we see it, I think Tennessee is going to have to stick with that not a lot of rain in the next probably like 4 to 6 weeks. But then August looks like the month to look out. We're calling for quite a few possible hurricanes and cyclones, which we believe will bring a lot of rain to your area in August.
But hopefully farmers will get lucky and get a few of these hit-and-miss showers along the way for their crops. But there's no doubt a dry start for this unofficial beginning of summer. The Farmer's Almanac has been published every year since 1818, and folks that follow the book's forecast say they are about 80 to 85% accurate with their forecast. And we'll have much more later in the week, including a once-in-a-blue moon that will occur on Friday. Hope all of you have a safe holiday. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.